Well, the championship matchups were played at the state high school volleyball tournament yesterday over at Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. And the victors look like this. It was Harlan winning their second consecutive Class 4A state volleyball championship, 3-1 over West Delaware. The three Cyclones were also named to the all-tournament team. They won it, losing the opening set 16-25, but then rallied to play very well after that, 25-18, 25-19, and 25-10, as they pick up the second straight state title there for head coach Angie Spangenberg and the Cyclones, and congratulations to them on that victory. The Cyclones named to the all-tournament team were Kinsey Swanson and Taylor Frederick. Also, Harlan's Jess Shaven was named the captain of the all-tournament team as well. Other team members on the all-tournament team in 4A were Emily Thull of West Delaware, Natalie Breimeyer of Clear Creek Amana, Isabel Sade of Marion, and Carly Ketchum of West Delaware. The 5A championship saw Ankeny Centennial sweep Bettendorf 29-27, 25-22, and 25-21. And the all-tournament team there included Jordan Rittman of Ankeny Centennial, Daniel Pennington of Bettendorf, Kelsey Johnson of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, Kristen Stucker of Johnston, McKenna Pearson of Ankeny Centennial, Megan Sharkey of Bettendorf, and Jalee Winters of Ankeny Centennial was the captain. In Class 3A, Solon swept Mount Vernon for the championship, 25-13, 25-21, and 25-20 the scores, as the 3A tournament team was Kate Nerid of Solon, Libby Ryan of Mount Vernon, Kate Walker of Red Oak, Katie Kassebaum of Nevada, also Jordan Runge of Solon, Morgan Melchert of Mount Vernon, and Jordan Smith of Solon was the captain. In the Class 2A championship, Dyke New Hartford went 3-1 over Western Christian, 25-21, 25-23, 17-25, and 25-23 there to get the championship. The 2A tournament team included Lizzie Bluff of Dyke New Hartford, Emma Altana of Western Christian, Becca Pagel of Sumner Fredericksburg, Anna Keel of Unity Christian, Brianna Weber of Dyke New Hartford, Jamie Gessink of Western Christian, and Rachel Koop of Dyke New Hartford was the captain. And the 1A championship, Holy Trinity Catholic swept Central Lyon 25-22, 25-13, and 25-8. The 1A tournament team looks like this: Angel Rasmussen of Central Lyon, Madeline Orton of Holy Trinity Catholic, Peyton Benson of Tripola, Shelby Schnernstein of Janesville, Kendall Sorge of Janesville, Sarah Halsey of Central Lyon, and Michaela Feck of Holy Trinity Catholic was the captain there of that 1A championship and all-tournament team. Let's look at your volleyball championship score. So that wraps up that season, and the football season's coming to a close as well. Some more semifinals were played on Friday, and in the early games, it was Logan Magnolia topping Mount Air in Class A 28-7, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeated Denver 21-8. So Logan Magnolia, Gladbrook Rhinebeck will meet for the Class A championship this upcoming week. Also in Class 4A yesterday, the evening games, it was Dowling Catholic beating Waukee 41-28, and Cedar Rapids Washington was a 28-17 winner over Bettendorf. So Dowling Catholic and Cedar Rapids Washington will meet up for the 4A championship. Today's semifinals, just four more games left. In Class 1A, it'll be South Winneshiek taking on Iowa City Regina. That goes on at 10:06 this morning. West Lyon will face Fort Dodge St. Edmund at 1:06 here this afternoon. Also in Class 2A, Sioux Center faces Albia at 4:06, and then North Fayette Valley will face Beckman Catholic for the 7:06 contest there. And that will wrap up the semifinals. The finals get underway next week on Thursday with the 10:06 eight-man championship getting the day started between Fremont Mills and Newell Fonda. Also moving on now to college basketball, a game you heard here on KJN last night as the Iowa Hawkeyes opened up their season. Aaron White scored 17 of 19 points in the first half to lead Iowa to a 90-56 win over Hampton. And the Hawkeyes had 20 assists on their 29 field goals and a 48-32 rebounding margin. Iowa's Jared Utoff scored 13 points on a career-best 4 three-pointers made in 5 attempts beyond the arc. New starter Anthony Clemens added 12 points. Dwight Meekley has added 14 points to lead Hampton, and Quentin Chivas added 12 and 9 rebounds. The Pirates shot 34% from the floor, including only 4 of 18 on three-pointers. White made 7 of 10 free throws. The forward added 7 rebounds and 6 assists in 21 minutes. Iowa's Gabe Olushanny had 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks, and Peter Jock added 11 points. The Hawkeyes have won 25 straight non-conference home games. And also last night in Ames, Iowa State got their season lifted as well, as junior George Niang had a career-high 30 points and 9 rebounds as number 14 Iowa State beat Oakland 93-82 last night. UNLV transfer Bryce DeJohn Jones had 20 points in his debut for the Cyclones, who improved to 5-0 in openers under coach Fred Hoiberg. Iowa State sandwiched a 15-3 run around the half after allowing Oakland to tie the score at 38-all. The Cyclones built their lead up to as much as 20 points in the second half and won comfortably behind Niang, who figures to be Iowa State's top scoring option this season. Corey Petros had 25 points, and Khalil Felder scored 23 for Oakland, which was picked 7th in the preseason Horizon League poll. Also in men's hoops here today, Drake will get their season started at home at the Knapp Center against Bowling Green. That's a 1:45 tip-off today. And Northern Iowa is home at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls to take on North Dakota. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off here today. In women's college hoops, Allie Disterhoff scored 19 points. Bethany Doolittle added 15 more, plus grabbed 10 rebounds. And number 19 Iowa powered past USC Upstate in a 107-56 win Friday night. Disterhoff was 7 of 8 from the field and 4 for 5 from the penalty stripe. And Melissa Dixon had 16 points. Samantha Logic had 11. And Alexa Kastanek had 10 for Iowa, which set a new record for the winning score. The Hawkeyes out-rebounded USC Upstate 49-32 and was 11 of 22 from three-point range. They took control early in the first half with a 35-7 run that included three-pointers from Logic, Disterhoff, and two from Dixon. They took a 59-22 advantage into the half. They continued to pull away in the second half as they get that win. Also in women's college basketball, it was UNI over Tulsa to open their season 69-66. And South Dakota defeated Drake 83-78 last night. Iowa State gets their season started on Sunday at Hilton Coliseum as they'll take on that same USC Upstate team that just played Iowa. Also, in other scores from top 25 college men's basketball last night, it was top-ranked Kentucky 85-45 over Grand Canyon. Second-ranked Arizona rolled past Mount St. Mary's 78-55. Wisconsin beat Northern Kentucky 62-31. And 4th-ranked Duke was a 113-44 winner over Presbyterian. 5th-ranked Kansas beat UC Santa Barbara 69-59. And in some of the top five scores from women's hoops, it was UConn over UC Davis 102-43. 3rd-ranked Notre Dame beat Massachusetts Lowell 105-51. 4th-ranked Tennessee was a 97-52 winner over Penn. And 5th-ranked Texas A&M beat 18th-ranked DePaul 76-68 last night. In the NBA, it was Denver over Indiana 108-87. Orlando beat Milwaukee 101-85. Cleveland beat Boston in a comeback 122-121. Atlanta over Miami 114-103. Utah beat New York 102-100. It was Detroit winning an overtime game over Oklahoma City 96-89. New Orleans beat Minnesota 139-91. It was Houston over Philadelphia 88-87. Charlotte beat Phoenix 103-95. And San Antonio beat the Lakers 93-80. In the National Hockey League, Columbus topped Philadelphia 4-1. New Jersey beat Washington 1-0. Detroit was a 4-1 winner over Chicago. The Islanders went to a shootout to beat Florida 4-3. Pittsburgh beat Toronto 2-1, and Arizona was a 5-0 winner over Vancouver. And also the Hawkeye 10 All-Conference Volleyball team was released yesterday, and on the first team includes Creston, Natalie Mostick, and then from Harlan, Jess Shaben, Asia Claver, Taylor Frederick, and Mackenzie Swanson, Abby Bergstrom and Reagan Cole from Lewis Central, Kate Walker of Red Oak, Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah, and Maddie Munger of St. Albert. And those here also from the area, from Atlantic on the honorable mention squad with Sky Thompson. And that's a look at some of those local athletes there on that Hawkeye 10 All-Conference Volleyball team. That's a look there at the latest sports for you this morning here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.